We are on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. Let us just to get into the swing of the sugya. Let us just get what the shaila of the Gemara is that we're going to proceed in this shaila. Iboyilahu, it's around 12 lines from the bottom. Iboyilahu. Kiso kisui sheyoko lamo b'chnei shvarim. We covered the boil with a kisui that can support shvarim. Ve'ein yoko lamo b'chnei gmalim, but cannot support gmalim. If gmalim walk over this kisui, they'll break the kisui or they'll make the kisui weak. But also gemalim ba'aluha, and gemalim taket walked over this kisui, and they made it ra'ua. But also shvarim v'nafli bo'i. My, what is the din? He says lemaise. He made a kisui that could hold up shvarim, but lemaise didn't hold up the shore. Because gemalim came over it and gemalim made it kalya. Omri echidomi. So let us be mavare the shayla. Ibishchichi gemalim. If it's shchiach that gemalim should walk in this area, so pesheyahu. So he did not put on a proper shmira. This is not a kisui since gemalim go over the smokim. And gemalim will make the kisui ra'ua, so he didn't use zichra peshaya. Be'id aloi shchichi gemalim, it's very rare that gemalim ever come, so he made a proper shmira, he put on a proper kisui, on the suit. Le'tzriche da'osu lefroke. Gemalim come certain times, Mi amrinen kiven da asyan le prokim peshayo, di boile la suke abaita, you should have thought, prokim is also, says man, that they come, not too often, but it's a psastical kriyas, eduma, kiven da hashte mias leko, anusu, seems now is not this man for them to come. So he's an onus. Toshma. So now the Gemara wants to be patient the Shaila. Is he an onus or a Peshaya if the Gemalim come lefroke? Toshma. Kiso, we had in the Mishnah, Kiso Karoi, Vinofa Lusoichai Shoil Eichamoyo, Humais, and the Shoil died. So Eichidomi. Now, how do we have such a phenomenon? It was Kiso Karoi, and the Shoil fell in? Eichidomi. Ilaima Karoi Lishvorin, Ucharoi Ligmalin. It was a proper Kisu that could hold up Sai Shvorin, Sai Gmalin. So how was Heichi Nofel? So how did this occur? But Nofel is Heichi. How did this occur? Ela la koloi l'shvorim v'loi koloi l'gmalim. It's speaking about it was loi l'shvorim v'loi koloi l'gmalim. So v'idi shrichi gmalim amai poto peisheyo. So why should it be poto take? Rashi says, "V'loy karoy legmalim, v'osu gmalim, v'arua." V'id loy shchichi gmalim. If it's not shchiach b'chlal that gmalim should come. So what is the Mishnah telling us? So it says he's poka. It's loy l'shvarim. It's not shchiach at all that gmalim should come. So pshita, so it's poshita. Anusu, he's an anus. Ela lav the osyon lefrokim. So kochoch, it's in between. It's not loy shviyach, it's not shviyach. The osyon lefrokim. That they come lefrokim. ba'asu gmalim bahu, ba'asu shvarim v'naflu bay, uketani pata. And the Mishnah says, yepata. Alma, kiven dahashta leki, now is not the zman that they normally come. Anasu. So that's called an honest. That's l'chay rev shat in the Mishnah. If they never come, so it's partially an honest. Akoch, the chiddush of the Mishnah is, even though they do come l'chokim, but now it's not that peirik in the year that they usually come, so he's an honest, and that's why he's potter. Omri loy. No, it's no raya, but that is pshat in the Mishnah. Lo'olam, k'roi l'shvarim u'k'roi l'gmalim. Could be the Mishnah speaking about he made a proper kisui that's roi l'shvarim and roi l'gmalim. Ude kokashalos heichinofu. So how did he pack it? How did it come about that it fell in? Omer Rav Yitzchak bar Bar Chana shehisliya mitoichot. That means that worms came, and that means minachutz, you can never tell that something's wrong with the kisui. But lemaise, it became rotten mitoichot. And that's the chiddush is that he's an onus, and we'll hear later that perhaps the chiddush is, perhaps he should be mechuyev to go every week or two to start banging on the kisui to see if it's hollow, if it's not hollow. The chiddush, no, he's not mechuyev. He put it down, and the stomach termites are not so shriach. Ich weiß, aber kaponim, that is the chiddush. The chiddush is, but he has a din onus. He was not mechuyev to think this would occur. He's not mechuyev to be boydik. Takuv is the chiddush. Al kaponim, so we were not poishit the shaila from the reisha. The reisha says pota. We wanted to say it's speaking about keroi mishvorim and Gmalim come the prokim, and he's an honest. So he said, could be not, could be he's not an honest. The Mishnah is speaking about it's Roy Gmalim Ulishvarim. Toshma. So now the Gmalim wants to be patient from the Sefer. Loi Kisoi Koroi. The Sefer is speaking about, and he did not, Loi Kisoi Koroi, B'noch L'Soi Chesher Chamer, Rameis Chai. Now what's pshat in the Mishnah? Heichidom, ilayim v'loy karoi l'shvorim, v'loy karoi l'gmalim. He put an inferior kisui that can't hold up anyone. Pshita, tzrichet l'meim v'dachay. So it's pashit. You have to tell us a Mishnah. He put an inferior kisui. El olav, karoi l'shvorim, v'loy karoi l'gmalim. That's what loy karoi means, loy karoi ligmalim. Echido. Ede shrichi gmalim, pasheyo. So, by sozaita poshet. So the shrichi gmalim is loy karoi ligmalim. So it's poshet that he is chay. Vido loy shrichi gmalim, onesu. Elola, the osion leprokim, ba'osu gmalim baru, ba'osu shvon v'nof lebei, uktoni chay. Alme, that is pshat in the Mishnah. That's only, like this, it's either poshet or it's not understandable if it's loy shchichi, so it's ichapota. So it has to be this case that it's also leprokim. Alme, kiven ba'osin leprokim pesheu, diboy leo suki adaita. So the Gemara says, "Lo'olam keroi l'shvorim, v'lo'i keroi l'gmala." No, it's not. There could be osi l'prokim mistaken pota. That's called an onus. That's speaking about lo'i keroi l'gmala. That shot lo'i keroi u'shchichi gmala. Udi kokash shaloch peshayu. So it's poshet. Is Aidi the Nosev Reisha Kisoi Koroi? Nosev Sefer Nami Loi Kisoi Koroi. Aesus the Reisha. This is not telling us any chiddush. It's not telling us any chiddush. It's an extension of the reisha. The reisha says kisoy karoi your potter, so it says kisoy shaloi karoi yechai. But this is not telling us any chiddush. Heidi. So Mamela could be speaking about loy karoi ligmalim and shrichi gmalim. And Yechayev, and there's not no chiddush in the Sefer. Now see Sefer, no, me like Yisoy Keroy. Let us see. Taisvitz. Toshma, like Yisoy Keroy. Teimo. The Mitchile Rotsa, so the Gemara wants to bring a raya from the Sefer, that the Sefer says Yechayev, and the Sefer is speaking about a case that is Lefrokim. That is the Chiddush of the Sefer, that Lefrokim is a Peshay. Tema. The Mitchila Rotzer Lechiach Mireisha de Potter. That's the first, when he started off to bring a Raya from the Mishnah. So he wanted to bring a raya from the reisha that it is potter. That's pshat. The reisha that osig malum lefrokim is potter. In Cain, so the way he understood them, so so what is pshat the sefer? The Gemara was matchit, that's not pshat the reisha, but the way when he wanted to first be poshit it from the reisha, so it says in the reisha, Kisoi karoi for shvorim, in gemalim is also lefrokin, and he's potter. So what's shot the sefer kisoi loy karoi? So it means that it's gemalim ashrichi. Akoch, that's what you have to learn shot. So what's the chiddush of the sefer? There's no chiddush in the sefer. When he started off, bringing a raya from the reisha. So let's tap him on the shoulder. But what's with the safe? The safe is not a chiddush. The safe is ivy. So when he started off, he knew right away that the safe is ivy. In Cain, al koch of safe, ivy giton a reisha kisoy keroy, ton a safe, loy kisoy keroy. Veloy ose lashmin emidi. So Memela, the Gemara knew the Sefer is not a Mekoyer. The Sefer could be telling me a Poshet Edin. In Cain, Heichi, Boi, Lechiach, Midi, Mi Sefer. So how could you be Poshet something from the Sefer if you're a Nochis, that the Sefer doesn't have to tell us Chedushim. The Sefer is Aydi Dereshe. V'yeshloima, the Mekoyer, V'adishloyocha, Loimetam, it means when the Gemara understood that the Reish is speaking about that it's Keroi Lishvorim and Gemalim as Osin Leprokim, that's the case of the Reish. So then the case of the Sefer has to be that it's Shrichi Gemalim. What is the Sefer telling us? Nothing. If that is Pshat the Reish, then you're Muchach to say that the Sefer is not telling us any Chedushim. Avol Hashte. But now that the Gemara that the Reish is speaking about, it's not talking about Gmalim. It's speaking about Hislia. That's the Chedush of the Reish. So then it's not Muchach to say that the Sefer is Aydi. Could be the Sefer is also telling us a Chedush. Avol hashdish yochalim tzay chiddush. Now I can tell us, now I'm not muchach to say, if the Reish is speaking about gemalim, so he says, so the Sefer is speaking about gemalim and shrichi. But if the Reish is speaking about islia, so memeu, now I can say the Sefer is speaking about gemalim and also leprokim. Avol hashdish yochalim tzay chiddush, svor the lesson lemei maraydi. And the Gemara says, no. That I could still say Aydi. That's the dichoy of the Gemara.
Mele, it's not Muchach telling us a Chiddush, so Mele, it could be not telling us any Chiddush. It could be Yepata by Osir Lefrokim. Ike da Amri, Honami Vadai Loi Iboilo. The Gemara says, there never was such a Shaila. The Kivin, the Osian Leprokim, since Gmalim do come, Peshayahu, the Boile Asuki Adaita. Since we know that Gmalim do come, even though they only come Leprokim, but it's something to think about, that's not called he made a proper Shmira. And if Gmalim came, and they were, they made the Kisei Ra'ua, he's Ichachaya for the Shlok. Biboyle asuki adaite. Ki boilon, hochi yehudi iboilo. Ki so kisui shayocha lamoid bifneishvor. Now we're gonna have a mirdike gemor over here. A mirdike shayla. Ki so kisui shayocha lamoid bifneishvor. Ve eini yocha lamoid bifne gemala. It's a kisui for shvorim. It's not a kisui for gemalim. Ushchichi gemalim, and gemalim come every day. V'yisliyam mitoichai. But you know what happened? A gomel didn't walk over it. Yisliyam mitoichai. Mal. Mi omrinon. Migu. Dahavi peisheye eitzol gemalim. Havi peisheye nami le'inyan haslo. Oiduma loy amrina migu. Now, we will see in Taisvis the Mara Shaila is that is not at all negeya the klal of tchilose bebshiye v'soife ba'oines has nothing to do with that sugya. We'll see why in Taisvis. But we have here a new shayla, a shayla of miku. That means, so what is the shayla? The shayla is, he put down a kisui, and the kisui is gewaldig for shvorim. We can't do anything for gemala. And it was hisliya. He was a real onus. I mean, he was a real onus on the Aslos anonus. The shailas, but he was a peshele gabig malim. He say migu, he was a peshele gabig malim, is a peshele gabig. See, it's a din peshele gabig shvot. Now, what does this mean? Let us just see for 1 minute the Mohammed, who says a beer in the Gemara. The Mohammed says, let's look at Dafei Harif, Daf Chav Gimel Amad Aleph, the second line of the Mohammed, and Daf Chav Gimel Amad Aleph. Second line, in the middle of the second line, Bohochi Komi Boilor. In the middle of the second line. This is Pshat and the Shaila. Afal Gav, the love, Machmas Abshiye Boho Onus. That means that what he was Peshaya, that he put down a Kisui that Gemalim will break the Kisui. This Onus has no connection at all with this Pshiye. Lamai said that the Shvarim fell in because he's Leah. So the Ramban murdered the Kevelta. Kol Amos the Leikosye. If a person has a boil and he's not Mechasa the boil, he has a boil and he's not Mechasa the boil. Boyer Mikri. So it's called Isabala Boyer. And if someone fell into his Boyer, he's high. Ula oila mechaye. And if a person has a boyer, he's always chaye. Shaloi potrosa ya toira ela bekisi shuroi lechol dovo. That means the Torah said, Rabbi Yid, you dug a boyer, a share for Zenyachayev to pay. You're about a boyer. You have no right to dig a boyer. Unless you'll be misalik the boyer. How am I misalik the boyer? Put a kisi on the boyer. Put a kisi on the boyer. Then you're is about a boyer. You will misalik the boyer. So now that he put a kisui on the boyer, so now we start clearing our throats. Matters. For shvarim it's a kisui. For gmalim, no, it's not a kisui. So is that called he was mechasa the boyer? He made a partial kisui, and the Torah said, a bala boyer is chayv, unless you made a kisui. Don't tell me, dreidlach. If you are mechasa the boyer, then you're potter. Is this called you are mechasa the boyer? So the tzad and the gemara that is chayiv is called Amos. Let's see, get the leikasye. If he was not mechasa, boyer mikri, he made a boyer. Olay la mechayiv. If you made a boyer, you're chayiv. Shaloi potrosa ya toira ela bekisui, shaloi lechodova, hilkar. Given she'enai roi ligmalim, so since you put down a kisui that is not roi ligmalim, la kisui, so lemaise, you were not mechasa the boyer. V'loi mifta beis, he can't become potter, he can't say, I was mesalik the boyer, I got news for you. You weren't mesalik the boyer, there's a boyer here. Which is a takola for the Bnei Rishus Aram. Aval gav da hashta oinesu. But between you and me, for shvorim it was good, and then an oines happened that it was his liya. Shepshias, don't tell me he's an oines legabi the kisui. You're focusing on the wrong aspect over here. Aval gavashta onusu shepshias kriyosai pshiyi lechayv. I'm not being mechayiv you because the worms came and ate up the kisi. You're an honest taker. I'm mechayiv you because you dug a boil. You didn't cover the boil. That's my thing. You're a bala boil. Shepshias kriyosai pshiyi lechayv bechol dovo. Unless you'll cover the boyer, aflig malim. The Gemara is poishin nitazoi. The Gemara says no. Is this a boyer? Is it not a boyer? It depends. That's going to be the maskanos haGemara. This is the mahalach of the Ramban. The Dvayakev brings from the Raivet, he says, according to the Ramban, the Shaila is, I'm a Bala Boyer, and I become Ois Bala Boyer if I make a Kisui. The Shaila is it considered I made a Kisui, yes or no? Some Yuchadikadin in Boyer, according to the Ramban. You dug a Boyer, a Bala Boyer. He says, Pshat and Raivet, the Dvar Yaakov, a little differently. The Shaila of the Gemara was, a Ptur Aynes is only applicable if he made a proper Shmira. It means, if you made a proper Shmira on your Mazik, so then, for all the Nezoikin, you made sure that your Mazik won't be Mazik. Won't be Mazik Malim, won't be Mazik Shvorim. And then an Oinus happened. Oh, that's a Taine. Listen, I was I did whatever I could do, whatever I should do. And Lemaise, an oneness happened. But the shail of the Gemara was, but since you did not do what you should have done, you were a pesheya legabi gmalim, there's no pturanus. There's no pturanus already. If you didn't do what you're supposed to do, you have a mazik and you're making a halfway shmira. And you're hoping you'll have mazel. It doesn't matter. Taki, you had mazel. A gumbo didn't fall in. But if you don't make a proper shmira, you can't come with a taina of onus. An onus can only come with a taina of onus if you did what you're supposed to do completely, and then an onus happened, this will be accepted. But if you did a halfway shmira, is not to honest. We'll see this Gvaldike Chilukim between the Raivet and the Ramban. But Al Koponim, now let's get back to the Gemara. Let's see again the Loshon HaGemara. Ikedamri, Honami Vadi Lo Yiboylo. If Lamaise Gemalim walked on it, and they made the kisi ro'ua and shvorim fell in. That's called he was a peshe. He did not make a proper shmira for shvorim. The kim dosin leprokim pesheyo. The boy lasuk yadaite. That gemala might come. Ki boilon hochi yudi boilon. Ki so kisui sheyochel lamoid bifnei shvorim. He made a kisui sheyochel lamed bifnei shvorim, ve'enoi yochel lamed bifnei gmalim, v'shchichi gmalim, v'sli mitoich mal miyamrinim migoi dahave peshei yeitzol gmalim. So it doesn't have a teres kisui according to the Ramban, or he didn't make a proper shmire. Have peshei nami linyinas lo. So he doesn't have a heter of onus. It's not called a kisi, it doesn't have a heteronus. I don't believe I'm ringing, migoy. These are different zoikin. That's right, for gemalim he did not make a shmire, for gemalim he doesn't have a kisi, but for shvorim he made a proper shmire. Toshma. So now the Gemara wants to be poisha to shayla. From our Mishnah, Kiso Karoi, Fnofel Oseichei Sher HaChamer, Umeis Potter, Ve'itma Lo Omar Rav Yitzchak Bar Bachane, how did it fall? Shitli Amitach, Echidom. Ilaim Karoi Lishvorim, Ucharoi Ligmalem, he made Mamish Akisoi, that's good for all the meaning. Visli Amisoichei, Pshita the Potter. I have Lila Meva, this is a Pashtaitza, what she have done? Elola, karoi lishvorim, veloi karoi ligmalem, ushrich igmalem, bitli amitaycha, uktoni pota, almalem ringen, migoid ave peshe linyin, gmalem ave peshe linyin aslo. So the Gemara, if the Mishnah says you're pota, since it was karoi ligabi shvorim, there's no such for of migo. So the Gemara says, "Loi, it's not right. Loi lam keroi ligmalim ucheroi lishvorim. He made a very proper kisu. Bisliya misoicha. So the Gemara says, so the kakashalach is liya my havale lameva. So what should he have done? It's pasha this potter. Ma detay me boile lamezel menakishalei. No, he should go. Toderashi says he should go every so often and bang on the kisi to see if it's hollow, if it's not hollow. So Memele, that's what he should, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. But could be if, that's when he's potter. But if he was not roi for gemalim, so it could be then he's takachai. Say migur. Och you the boy, let's see Rashi, och you the boy, a shrichi gmalam, a mi gmalam la yeru, ala mitoicha yisliya, bova olof sher venifchas, he boy loch la meizel, toda la menaki shalavi, beraglecho, bekoyach kiket, velivdoik shalay yisliya, so the mele, so could be that's pshat the Mishnah. So you have no raya from the reisha that you're potter if it's shrichi gmalam. Toshma loiki soy karoi, vnofala soy choi, sherechamer, o meis chai, pechido, ilayma loiki karoi lishvorim, vloiki karoi ligmalem, zichala meima da chai, ela lahav karoi lishvorim, vloiki karoi ligmalem, vidishchichi gmalem peshe, vidishchichi gmalem onesu, ela lahav dishchichi gmalem vislim itoichoi, that's pshat. It's like a royal gmalim, and it's like a besoichem. Ktoni chayev, alma amrina migrid ava pesheilin yin gmalim, ava pesheilin yin aslo. Omri loy, loy lom ke royal shvorim, vloy ke royal gmalim. Ushchichi gmalim, vosu gmalim varua, vosu shvorim vnofle, bay, that's a tight like a roy. Kakashaloch, pshita pesheyu, in Hanami, I did in Nosav Reisha, Kiso Karoi, Nosav Seif Hanami, Loi Kiso. So we don't have a right. Toshma. Nofal Lesoichoi, Shoyer, Lesabaraisa. Shoyer, Cheresh, Shoyte, Vekotten, Tsuma, Mahalach, Balailo. Chayev. If a Shoyer, Cheresh, Shoyte, Vekotten, Sume or Asher Pikeach Balaila. In all these cases, there's no time that you boil a liyune yemezel. You should have watched where you're going, because all these cases, they were not capable of watching. Chay. Pikeach umahalach bayayim. But what if Asher Pikeach chalin by day? Potter. Potter. But my name is me da havi peisheya le'inyin cheresh. Avinami peisheya le'inyin pikeyach. So the Gemara says, so why are you potter on a pikeyach bayoim? Potter by Pikeach by him. Why you potter by Pikeach? Let's go according to each Malach, according to the Ramban. He didn't make a kisi at all. But the thing is wide open. So Memele had a boil, and this is a takola for a chere shayte bekotten, a sher chere shayte bekotten, sume, and he made a takola for them, and he made no shmire. But for a sher Pikeach, an open boil by Yoim Asher Pikeach will not fall in. And it says, Yepota. So you see, I'm not called Legabi, the mean that fell in. It's called, I'm not called a Balaboya to be responsible. Even though I wasn't Misalik, this boil from being Masik, other meaning. But it's Mesulot from being Masik Asher Pikeach and your potter. The same thing according to the Raivit. That means, Havale Lasuki Adaita that Asher Pikeach would fall in. But Lemaise, you did not do what you were supposed to do. You did not make a proper Shmir at all. It's a color for Asher Chereshayte Vekotten. In from this wagon, your potter by Asher Pikeach. For my name is David Peshel in your cherish and Navi Peshel in your Pikeach. Hello, love, Shmamino, Lemrino, Migo, Shmamino. So the Gemara is poishet that he is potter. Zot Rashi. Beidish Chiach Gmalim Bosabaru Pshite Peshel. Sheir cheresh, sheir shul cheresh, oi sheir, I have you on the side, oi sheir shul shoita, oi sheir shul suma, oi sheir shul malach balayla, afalu pikeach hayev, pikeach v'nofa l'soichoi, Bayoim Potter, Liboile Liuni Yumezel. Now let us see Tosfos. Ushchichi Gemalim. Now the Tosfos is going on the Ikadami on our Shaila. Visliya Metoichoi Mal. Kloima. Imitchilo Ovru Gemalim. If it's Shchichi Gemalim. In Gemalim walked over it first. V'achakach bo'ushvorim v'nofbo pshitet achayim v'pesheyo kim l'shchichi gmalo. Ha'yefe lo osu l'prokim iboile l'asuki adaitai. That means if gmalim l'maisem made the kisei rohua, there's no shaila whatsoever that he's chayif if asher fell in on a kisei rohua. V'chimi bo'ilon Heched loy osu gmalim. Gmalim did not come. Ela bo shvorim, v'noflu machma sheitliya mitoichoy. Mai, amrinen migu? Do we say migu was a peisheya legabi gmalim? See, is a din peisheya legabi shvorim? Oy loy, masik de loy amrinen migu. Ve'im toima, frek toisvis, good. I don't say migu, but there's another cheshbon over here. Ki loy amrina migu nami mischayev ditchilosay bepshiyahu leinyin shvorim im yavru gemalim chilo. I was apoysheya legabi shvorim. That means, let's talk about Gabi Shvorim Gufa. I was a Peshei la Gabi Shvorim because I put down a Kisui. I put down a Kisui that will not be capable of holding up Shvorim because Gmalim et Shchichi Gmalim. So I was Peshei la Gabi the Shvorim. Now the Maise, the Pshia was not the Sibbe why the Shvorim fell in. It fell in because he's Liya, but it's Tchilosoi Bepshiya. I did not put down. Agama is speaking about Migu. Migu means something else. Migu is a Peshei Legabi Gmalim for the Hezek of Gmalim. Agama is speaking about he's a Peshei that Gmalim will be Genizik. The Gemara is poishet he was a Peshei Legabi Chara Asher Cheresh will be Genizik. That's what the Gemara is speaking about. But al koponim, fektach taisis, good, that's migu. Migu is a peshe lagabi this mean, so he gets a din peshe lagabi all mean. Fine, that's a lomdus of migu. But fektach taisis, he was a peshe lagabi shvorim. He did not put down a proper shmire for shvorim, because since gmalim are shrichi gmalim, so this is not a proper shmire for shvorim. So he was peisheya legabi shvorim, and the end came out an onus. Not the reason the shor fell in is not because a gomu made it ruua. No, hisliya. So that tchilose bebshiya b'seifei boinus. So why isn't he chayiv als this? He was a peisheya legabi shvorim. V'tiritz ribo. The loy amrinen tchilosei bepshiya v'soifei bo'ines chayev, ala heiche shemachmas hapshiya bo ho'ines. The whole klal of tchilosei bepshiya v'soifei bo'ines is chayev if he wouldn't have been peisheya. And we'll see cases. If he wouldn't have been Peshaya, the oynis would have not occurred. Because of his Pshia, the oynis occurred. We'll see cases. Avol hoche, loibo ho'oynis machmas ha'pshia. That means he put down a kisui that's not good for Shvorim, because Gmalim can step over it. But that what really happened, Afilu put down a good kisui, that could stand against Gemalim and Shvarim. It could also be Hislia. Hislia could be by all cases. So Memele, that what it was no good for Shvarim, if Gemalim will step over it, does not play any role that's because Dainas happened. That that the worms came, if I would have made a kisri for Shvarim and Gemalim, the worms also could have come. My pshia did not in any way was misaviv that this Dainas could have occurred. I feel I wouldn't have been a pshia, it also would have occurred. And now we'll see how Tosfos will bring rayas to this yisoid. V'chein mashme bahamafkid. Gabi posha bo v'yotzo la'agam. Posha bo v'yotzo la'agam. The Gemara says as follows. What's the case? The case is, a person was supposed to watch a behemoth. It's a shame on the behemoth. And you should not keep the door open, because if it goes out to the agam, and the agam, they save him, there's the ganovim, you should have been fine. He was posha. He posha went out to the agam. What happened in the agam? No zevim, no ganovim. Got a heart attack. He was pesheya. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, "Gabi posha bo v'yotze la'agam, da'filu l'man di'oma t'chilose b'pshir esamem ravrove v'soifei bo'ines chayiv, hosam pota, d'malach ha'moves kotlo, mali hocha, mali hosam." So the Gemara says in Bob Metzia, Rabbi says, if we all chilos b'mshiv esayv ba'inis is chayiv here yapota. So this yesod that the oynis has to be bo machmas apshia, we'll see later a case that's called oynis bo machmas apshia. That is a Gemara. Because the Gemara says if the oynis has no connection whatsoever with the pshia, he did an avli, he left the door open, he should never have let it go out to the agam, it's ganovim, it's avim, fine. But lemaisa, what happened? They got a heart attack. So the heart attack is a chilek, it would have been ba'agam, if it would have been ba'bais, malachamovis, malihos, or malihoch. So memele. So if the pshia in no way was misaviv that the oynis occurred, the oynis is independent of the pshia, so was Gate Melon that he was pesheya. The lamaisa, the hezek occurred because of an oynis, and it is not in any way connected to the pshia. Then everyone holds losi b'pshia b'saiva b'oynis is potter. If the oynis has no connection at all with the pshia. Fine. That's what Tosfos says. V'im taima ba'akoynis, so Tosfos says, oh, you're telling me a yesod? Amirdik yesod, chelos b'shiv b'saiva b'oynis means that if the oynis came about through the pshia, if I wouldn't have been pshia, this oynis would never would have occurred. The Gemara says, "Gabi nifritza b'layla, kama." If there was a shaya that was surrounded by a fence, so the Gemara says like this: "B'koysel ra'ua." If there was a weak fence, and the Gemara speaking about here a behemoth that was surrounded by a fence. The behemoth broke out from the, it broke out, it was mazik. So the Gemara says like this, if it's a kaisel do'ua, so you're mechuyev, you didn't make a proper shmira on your behemoth. So the Gemara says, the kaisel ru'a ki chosro, what happens if it didn't throw down the fence? It dug underneath the fence, and Taisel and made a tunnel, and made a tunnel that the shoyl did not know that this is a weak fence, and the shoyl wants to get out, of this enclosure. So he went and dug a tunnel underneath the fence, and he went out of his mazik. So this is an onus. This is not a normal action of a shoyl. Shvorim anat chayse. So the Gemara says, but it's chilosai bepshiye v'soifai ba'ines. That means you are pesheya, you made it surrounded by a kaisel ro'uha, which is a pshiye, because it can just go and blow down the fence. And an ines happened. So tzvi should be chayiv al chilosai b'shiye v'soifai ba'ines. Like the thesis, I just said a yesod that the whole time tlos b'shiyah b'sayv b'ayinus is chayiv, if the shiyah was mesavv that the ayinus should occur, but if there's no connection between the ayinus and the shiyah, so memela, then tlos b'shiyah b'sayv b'ayinus is potter. So what's shown the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara says, but he was a peshay legabi akayis l'ruua, that tlos b'shiyah b'sayv b'ayinus. So what's shown? That means a fellow would have been a kaisel bori, the shoyl also could dig underneath the kaisel. Vishloimi the lakama perish rashi, shachosro vipila ha kaisel ayedei chastira. Oh, that's what happened. You know what happened? The wall fell. He's busy, the shoyl did not know you could push down the wall. That the shoyl didn't know. So the shoyl went and started digging, which is an onus taka. I should ever think that the shoyl would go to dig. And the digging made that the wall fell down. V'pila koisei dechetire. Arei de machmas. Apshia shahoisa ruhe bo hoines. That the imhoya bori lohoya neifel bachatira. So, lemaise, what happened was an onus, because between you and me, the shoyl did not push down the wall. The shoyl started digging a tunnel. So, lemaise, this is something which is an onus. But if he wouldn't have been a pesheya, so this onus would not have been a sib of the hezek. That means the hezek lemaise came about. I mean, the shoyl escaped because lemaise, the wall fell in. And if it would have been a kaisel boy, lahaya neifel bachatira. So the peshia was misaviv that the shoyl escaped because of the oynes. Ubesayf apoyalim, so Taisis Lemaisa is bringing cases that apshia that bo shaloi machmas, oynes abo shaloi machmas apshia, gabi roye sheiniach edroi, ubo leir, ubo ari vedoras. A very interesting case. A roya was watching the Eider. There's certain times when a roya can leave the Eider. He left at the wrong time. He should have been watching there. He left. He left the Eider. Obenkach, and Ari came and made up the whole Eider. So Abaye says, it's tchilosei bipshiye. You had no right to leave. You shouldn't have left the Eider. And so if a bonus, Mai said, what happened that you left? And Ari came. And then between you and me, if Ari comes, what, you could have done anything if you would have been there. But it's Trilosai Bibshiya Bisaifa Bainis, and there we see that Anoinis Aboshle Mahmas Abshiya. That's Lakhira. And Abaya says, Trilosa Bibshiya Bisaifa Bainis is high. The
The all beidnet lay aile inchi factoisvis. If the pshia was, he went into the city. When normally a roya does not walk in, afilo yochala hatzel. Im hoya sham chayiv. So Abaye says that if he went in when he had no right to go in, afilo he would have been there, couldn't been matzel.
Pirish, Aymaribam, the Pirish Rav Alfes, the Rif said, the Labaye Badi Chayv Afopish Leibo Hoines Machmes Apshie. The Rif said that Abaye doesn't hold of this Lomdis. Abaye personally holds that Afilo Hoines Ojibo Sheloi Machmes Apshie Yosachai. Ki the Mashme Bahamavkit, the Kama Loi Miboy Lamand Yomitlos Vishiva Soifainis Chayv. And Afilo, you hold Potter, Kulapshiu da Havle da Agme Kotale. Mechlal the Mandiyom, Machayv Nichle Baye, the last time da Havle da Agme Kotla. Let me just say over the Gemara in Bob Matthias. The Gemara in Bob Matthias says as follows. Abaye said, this case that, he was Peshaya, he let the Behema out to the Aga, and the Behema died in the Aga. So Abaye said, well, Chosu B'Shiva Seifa Ba'inis. Fine. Then he says, if you are Chosu B'Shiva Seifa Ba'inis is Potter, he's Chaya because he's a Kulay Pshiya. You know why the Behema died in the Aga? Not because he had a heart attack, because this hevel, it's very stuffy in the Agam. That's why the Behema... She's a Peshe. Letting a Behema out when it's 120 degrees outside and it's very... And then the Agam is very stuffy. That's why the Behema died. But weiss doch ois that according to Abaye... But if your Tchlas B'Shiva Seifer Ba'oines is Chayiv, you don't have to say this Nekude that it died because of the hevel of the Agam. You could say it died from a heart attack. Aye, the oinus is leibo machmas apshiye. Zech. So I see that you don't need oinus leibo machmas apshiye. Va'oid, so my mele, Abaye God doesn't hold like this. Va'oid, the belafochim, before shape hosam rib, leikosha klum, va'ein la'arich kan yoisa. We just mentioned this, what the Ri says. The Ri says as follows. The Ri says, that there's an oinus abo machmas apshi. Why is it oinus abo machmas apshi? Maybe. So Tadri says a whole bunch of cheshbonos. If you would have been on your job, you went in. You have a job to be a roya. So a roya, sometimes he takes it, he finished grazing at one place, he takes it to another place. If you would have been there, maybe you would have taken it to another place and Dari wouldn't have come. Dari came in this place. If you would have been doing your job, so it could very well be that this oinus would not have happened. Or there's another cheshbon, maybe, just like you're scared of Dari, maybe Dari would be scared of you. It could be. How do you know? You weren't there, so now Dari came. If it's only a lamb and Dari, he knows what the outcome will be. But if you'd be there, maybe he wouldn't have come. So it could be the oinus occurred because of your pshia. So that's why, so there it's called, the oinus was bo machmas apshi.
Thank you. Thank you.